Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. I'm so glad to have you along. Dhammayanti means peace and calm. Dhammayanti sheds a light for your soul through the wisdom that shines in the universal language of Sanskrit. Dhammayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Join me now on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, and be inspired and uplifted by the beautiful light of this profound, timeless wisdom. Welcome, everyone. Hello, and welcome to Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. I'm Sarah Main, and today we're going to be talking about staying in the vibration of universal love. That sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Staying in the vibration of universal love. And universal love is actually a vibration, believe it or not. It doesn't feel like it, but love is an energy like everything in the universe. And so love has a vibration, and there is a vibration of universal love. And talking about love, let's go back to what Sanskrit says, the Sanskrit language, to find out what the timeless wisdom has to say about love. Because the reason I go back to Sanskrit is we carry fundamental ideas in our mind, and we're mostly unaware of them, so that when you hear the word love, you immediately have your response to it. And that's something that you've gained from, you know, growing up and your family and the society and impressions coming in and media and so on. And the thing is about Sanskrit, you get back to fundamental foundational wisdom, and it clears out all of those filters that are filtering your life experience and your impressions and what you do in response and reaction. It's filtering all the time. And Sanskrit helps to clear those filters, believe it or not. It's one of the best things. And you get to experience and connect with what's true and pure and simple and easy and works. And that's because Sanskrit is a universal language. So coming back to the fundamental ideas that we carry around about things is very, very important and very transformational. So looking at universal love in Sanskrit, the word is prema, prema. That's an easy one to say, prema. And it basically means love, affection, tender regard for something, a predilection, a fondness, or a liking, or a preference for something. They're all aspects of love. So when we have a preference for something, that is an aspect of that energy, that vibration of love. We're drawn to it, and that's what love does. It's a natural connector. So love, affection, tender regard, a predilection, a fondness or a liking or a preference for something. So there's nothing that sounds like it's earth-shattering, but it's good to get back to that fundamental meaning of love, and that's what Sanskrit says in prema. There's more to it than that. I've just pulled out some basic meanings. So when we say prema, universal love, that's what we're talking about. And we're experiencing that all the time. We have a fondness or a liking for something all the time. Doesn't matter whether it's where we want to go, what we want to do, what we want to eat, what we want to say. We're actually expressing and experiencing the vibration of love all the time, because love is everywhere all the time. It's universal. It never goes away. So just think about that. We're always expressing this inclination, this fondness, a tender regard for something. You know, how carefully we make our favorite cup of coffee every morning. That is an expression of love, believe it or not. We just don't think of it that way. So love is the natural in-between for everything that we do. So Sanskrit's amazing. It comes from these root sounds, and the root of prema is pri, and that means to please, to gladden, to delight, gratify, cheer or comfort, to soothe, to propitiate or win or gain favor by doing something that delights or pleases someone or something. So all of those aspects, which when I read those out to you, to please, gladden, delight, gratify, cheer, we're experiencing those and we're responding and emitting those things all the time. So love is genuinely everywhere. That vibration of love is everywhere. We're just not aware of it. And remember, Sanskrit is pure and perfectly formed. That's Sanskritar. That word Sanskritar means pure and perfectly formed. So that wisdom in Sanskrit is pure and perfectly formed. And it tells you a lot about the vibration of love. There's a lovely story, actually. It's called the Island Vacation, a holiday. And it's in my book, chapter five, actually, on core values in my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. It's on page 77. And it talks about all these qualities and attributes and values go on a vacation on a beautiful tropical island. And there's wisdom and understanding and temperance, and they're all sitting under palm trees and talking, and courage and resolution and resilience are going on long, challenging treks, and stillness and tranquility and peace are soaking up the sun and resting quietly. And the qualities of impatience and judgment and anger are arguing and having a wonderful time and storming off and debating, because that's what those energies like to do. And everyone was having a great time doing what they like to do. And then the news came of a big storm that was approaching and that they had to evacuate the island and go back to the mainland. And so boats were sent to bring everyone back, so all these qualities. And so everyone had their own boat. That was the plan. And the problem was someone miscounted and there was one boat short. So love looked around for a spare boat, and there weren't any because everyone else had taken them. So love called out to Prosperity, seeing Prosperity sailing by on a boat, called out, and Prosperity said, "Sorry, my boat's full of wealth and I just don't have any room. I've got to protect my wealth." And then Vanity sailed by, and love called out to Vanity, and Vanity said, "Sorry, I can't help you. No one can come in here because, you know, your feet are all wet and muddy and you'll mess up my boat." And then Sorrow went by and Sorrow said, "Look, I'm sorry, I can't help. I need to be alone." And Happiness was just so excited all the time, didn't even notice that anyone was asking for help. So this went on and all the boats sped by and Love didn't judge. Love just accepted the situation. The storm was getting worse, and then Love heard a voice, "Get in quickly, I'll get you to the mainland." And in the confusion, Love didn't even notice who the rescuer was. Well, back on the mainland, Love asked around to discover who the rescuer was, and Wisdom said it was Time who helped you. Only Time knows the true value of love. Only Time knows what love can do. And only Time knows that love brings real peace, real happiness, and real prosperity. So what does this story mean? We miss out on love if we become fixated on anything, on things, on excitement, on sorrow, on anything really. We miss out on love. So these things, you know, excitement and sorrow and all those things, they do naturally come and go. They're part of our human experience, our life experience. But love is a constant, and if we don't remember that, we miss out on it. You can think of love as like the sun, and it gets clouded over by the clouds, sure, but love is always there. It's ever present. That's why it's a universal experience of love. It's a universal vibration. And how do we stay in that universal vibration, that vibration of natural, pure love, prema? Well, think of parents seeing their newborn baby for the first time. That's easy. That's natural. A couple making a lifelong commitment to each other. some beautiful, exquisite piece of music that makes your heart soar to another level. They're all easy. But what about when the music's not so nice? It's a bit discordant and we don't like it. What about when the relationship turns out not to be so lifelong? What about when that adorable child turns out to be a rather unpleasant, unruly adolescent? Where's the universal love then? Did prema, that universal love, just kind of check out for a while? So what do we do? Because clearly, according to the wisdom traditions, that's not the case. But what do we do? Well, the first thing, and a practical way, is to give first. Give love first. Despite what's happening, despite how we feel, give love first. Let the love flow first, and then love will come to you. You'll be able to connect with it, and love will be present again. So there's one practice in my book. My book's got a lot of stories. It's got that story, and those stories teach a lot, and there's practices in it, things you can do. So how to stay in the vibration of pure universal love. At least once a day, for no reason at all, let the love flow. Just for no reason at all, just stop and just let love flow. Have that feeling of love flowing. Feel the vibration of love. It will have a naturally calming effect on you. It'll bring you to stillness. And feel that vibration of love, that resonance of love. Fall still, become calm and relaxed, breathe deeply, and let go and allow love to flow. Just do that. Do it consciously and practice it. Only takes a moment, but do it at least once every day. And I guarantee if you try this every day, it only takes a moment, that vibration of love, which is ever present, will be there when you need it. When things are a bit challenging and you wouldn't normally think that love was present, you'll find that that vibration is there. You'll have a connection with it because you've nurtured that connection. You've learned not to disconnect from it. So try that every day. It's really worth it. So we're going to take a break now. And after the break, I'm going to share more about my vision for Damayanti, for your soul. And this is very much in alignment with prema and also a lot of beautiful qualities like shakti and prana and lots of other things that enrich us and connect us with our soul. Our soul is our divinity, our strength, our power, and it's beyond the mind and the heart. It encompasses it, but it's deeper than that, and this show is about that. So we'll see you soon after the break.
Everyone, Ricky Schwartz, certified life coach here. Look, life coaching is a very personal business, so how can you possibly know whether I'm the right one to get into the weeds with you? By getting to know me through my radio show called My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life with Ricky Schwartz, live every second and fourth Wednesday at noon Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And if you do decide to swipe right, go to MyTurnLifeCoaching.com and let's get started together.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel, the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, purepotential.com.
Find nourishment in your life, inside and out, on the Two Girls and Plants podcast with Shannon Summers and Adrian Craig. Learn how to advocate for your health with courage and confidence every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Shannon and Adrian, visit TwoGirlsAndPlants.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Damayanti, the show for your soul. And before the break, we were talking about prema, that vibration of pure universal love. Prema means love in Sanskrit, and it is a vibration. It's an energy that's present all the time. In Sanskrit, remember, it says that prema is to do with love, affection, tender regard, a predilection, a fondness or a liking. Well, if you think of that, we're expressing and being motivated by love all the time, because I prefer to sit in this chair rather than that chair. I prefer this coffee rather than that coffee. These are all expressions of love. We may not see it that way, but they're actually all expressions of this universal love. And universal doesn't mean necessarily sort of out in the planets. It means constantly ever present. If something's universal, it's always present everywhere all the time. If it isn't present, if it genuinely isn't there, then it isn't universal. It's particular to some location, some time, some place. So universal means it's present all the time. We may not experience it. We may not realize it. We may go to sleep and become unaware, but love is present all the time. And we can connect with that. So, and it's important that we do. It's important that we take a moment, take a breath, fall still, and connect with that love that genuinely is the in-between, the connector for everything that we do, for everyone that we meet. When we offer a smile to someone for no reason, that is an expression of love. Unfortunately, love gets skewed around a bit by sort of the romantic side, obviously, that's in movies and music or whatever. And it can get very distorted, our understanding. Love isn't distorted, but our understanding and our connection gets distorted. And getting back to the pure Sanskrit wisdom helps to clear those filters out so that we experience things fully. And this show for your soul, this vision I have for Damayanti, for your soul, and this show for your soul, is to provide the connection, the nourishment, the inspiration, the wisdom, everything for your soul. And your soul is actually beyond your mind and your heart. We get caught up in the mind and the heart. The mind everyone's talking about, you know, that chattering mind. There is more to it than that. It's in my book, actually, about the mind, and I have a fuller understanding of the mind. But also the heart, we can get stuck in that. We can get stuck in all our thoughts and our feelings. And that's unhelpful. Whereas if we connect with our soul, and to do that, we need to fall still. And Damayanti means peace and calm. It comes from restraint, restraining all those unhelpful filters, those unhelpful things, and just coming to that full peace and calm. And peace and calm isn't an sort of inactive state. It's actually like pulling the bow back on a bow and arrow. It's pulling that string back when we fall still, truly fall still. And it's drawing that energy together so that you don't just hold the arrow on a bow and arrow pulled back forever. You release it. That's the point of archery. That's the point of having the arrow, is to release it. And the further it's pulled back, the greater force and direction and accuracy that arrow has. So falling still, being calm and relaxed, is like pulling the arrow back. When we fall still, we draw that energy together. It's naturally drawn together. And so then when we take action, it has purpose and clarity, and like the arrow flies to our goal, our aim, easily and with great energy and dynamic energy. And I would say force, but I don't mean it's got power to it. And we experience that in our own enthusiasm for something. We have boundless energy to do something. That's all coming from drawing that arrow back. And that's where Damayanti comes in, because my idea with my vision for Damayanti is to feed your soul and connect and say, yes, you have a soul. I know you have a soul. The wisdom traditions know you have a soul. I'm talking to you, your divinity, your power. And it takes in the mind and the heart, no problem. But I'm actually speaking to you, and I know your greatness, and I acknowledge that greatness, and I value that greatness and that divinity in you, and I'm offering to that. So, you know, you're on a soul path. Did you know you're on a soul path? We all are, whether we know it or not. Do you listen to the promptings of your soul? Because they're there. Do you know how to do that? And so Damayanti offers for your soul, calm for your soul, very important, inspires your soul, essential, you need to be inspired. It feeds your soul. We do actually need that inner nourishment. Strengthens your soul so you're strong and resilient. It speaks to your soul, to you, shines a light for your soul and connects with your soul and offers love for your soul. So Damayanti for your soul, my vision is that it's a go-to place, a go-to site for soul food, soul connection, soul inspiration, wisdom, calm. And it's where we speak directly to you, your divinity, your greatness, because I know you have a soul. And it's one of the reasons why I've developed a range of beautiful products. I've got jewelry, and they have a spiritual message on them based in beautiful Sanskrit, powerful wisdom. And there's also some apparel, there's T-shirts, and there's a hoodie. I've got some accessories, there's a few mugs and a travel cup, and there's some homewares and posters, and I'm going to be getting more. But they've all got a spiritual message on them, and they're all based in beautiful Sanskrit, powerful wisdom, because the idea is you keep that close to you. And I've written a book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, and that's available too. And I'm also working on another book. So that's all the things I've got so far and the things I'm working on. I'm working on another book. And I'm working on developing this message further for today's world of the power and the importance of connecting with the timeless wisdom that's contained in Sanskrit. And that's why these the jewelry and the other beautiful products all have a powerful message on them. And it's nicely done. It's beautifully done. It's tastefully done, elegantly done. And they're things you'd like to have around you. When I was practicing many years ago and learning and studying, there things like these, products like this weren't around. I used to write handwritten post-it, yellow post-it notes and stick them everywhere on the steering just to keep my memory on what was true and what was in line with wisdom. When I was teaching, I'd write it on the blackboard, what I wanted to keep my mind on, where I wanted to keep my memory, so that when something happened in the classroom and some child didn't behave necessarily so perfectly, so beautifully, that I met that child with whatever I was practicing and let's say love. So I met that child with love rather than judgment and sought to see what was going on and how I could assist that child being free of whatever it was that brought about this behavior that wasn't so helpful to them or so good for the rest of the class, the other kids. So it definitely has this soul connection, staying with the wisdom, and that's the purpose of the product. So I urge you to have a look, because they make beautiful gifts and you can gift yourself something so you keep that energy close to you and keep that message close to you. So go to my website if you want to find these products and listen to other shows I've got. There's a podcast archive there and my Conscious Confidence podcasts, as well as the Damayanti shows that I'm doing now. And the Prema collection of jewelry and giftwares and things, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. And you'll see all these lovely things there. And you'll also see some more about what Damayanti is all about and what I'm working on. I'm on social media on Facebook and Instagram, and these shows are on YouTube. So there's plenty of information that I'm putting up, and I'm working to get more there so that you can learn and share in my vision of Damayanti for your soul. And I've got a show coming up. My next show coming up is with a very special guest called Karen Bowler. And Karen's going to be talking about listening to the impulses of your soul. And Karen's was a journalist, and she teaches, one of the things she does is teach writing and how people unlocking that expression through writing of the impulses of your soul. So don't miss that. Listen to my next show with Karen Bowler on listening to the impulses of your soul. And to finish off, I always finish with a Sanskrit prayer, because the vibration, the energy in that is so beautiful, so calming, and so peaceful. And I've chosen the perfect prayer, and it's the invocation to the Isha Upanishad, and this is thousands upon thousands of years old. So it means that is perfect, this is perfect. From perfect comes the perfect, and verily the perfect remains. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Thank you for spending time with me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Damayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. Damayanti.store. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.